I am following up on my letter to the editor. There are great opportunities to demonstrate leadership in Didsbury, where I wrote about nationwide underreporting of long-term infrastructure capital liabilities, and of a widely trending temporal focus of annual municipal budgeting. In the interim since then, it has been amply confirmed by Council's policies and statements that capital asset responsibilities are systematically deferred to diminishing provincial and federal grant money. Nevertheless, municipal accounting practices overlook this growing liability, as well as the increasing amounts of our tax money that are brazenly misspent on maintaining appearances. My other concern is that property taxes, after being teased as possibly 16%, are heading for at least a 5% rise, which will be compounded with what is proving to be a 12% to 20% increase in property value assessments. I anticipate that many people will be shocked by their 2023 tax bill, unless mill rates are reduced. I worry about what folks on fixed incomes and marginal securities will soon have to deal with. Mortgage rates have doubled during the past year, and incoming migration has driven housing markets into a panic mode, but economic certainties are lagging behind. I have come to the pragmatic conclusion that, no matter what pomp and ceremony drives our municipal government, they are effectively elected to be the board of our condominium, responsible for managing our civic assets and liabilities. However, the public services that they provide are conducted with unearned impunity. Our accounts are falling behind, and taxpayers are on the hook. It is imperative that appropriate checks and balances be re-established. Questions and concerns outside of this narrative typically incur accusations of blasphemy. Recently, a Didsbury councillor who has shown fidelity to conscience and community, in my opinion, was censured for breaking out of lockstep with the municipal leadership and raising too many questions. A public notice of disgrace has been posted on the town of Didsbury's website's front page, with arbitrarily nuanced charges of breaching the council's code of conduct. Presumably, this is a warning against all others who ask unwanted questions. I hope that readers will investigate for themselves, to discuss and work out their own conclusions. All around the country, people are engaging with their municipal leadership as never before. I encourage everyone to inquire, to discuss and to engage with your neighbors about the governmental concerns that are closest at hand for you. It is our time to arise and to take our places to secure the well-being of our society. Fred Van Vliet, Didsbury.